And now a special announcement from the President of the United States of America.
Okay, Julio, just right there. One more clip.
Just like that, sir?
That is perfect. Now I got the perfect Edgar.
Is that better?
All right, perfect. So everybody, now we are going to lower gas prices by $5. And we are actually going to lower video game prices by $50. And we are going to give free beers every Monday for the Running Runner Show. So everybody out there, we're telling you to vote for President Runner.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
There you go, Mr. President.
I will take a sip of that. Well, all right. Let me just get on my Madden game and back to you, everybody. Thank you, community. Vote for President Runner. You know what's best for you and your community.
Sir, bless the audience. Sir,
God bless you, everybody.
Sir, is there anything else that you have to say?
All I gotta say is, live from Los Angeles, it is the Runner and Gunner Video Podcast. For everybody out there, whether you have an egg or not, enjoy yourselves and vote for President Runner.
It's live from Los Angeles, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, featuring Runner
and Gunner.
And now your host,
Runner and Gunner.
Monday morning crash. Cheers, Runner!
Cheers, Gunner! Yeah! What's up, everybody?
What is up, everybody?
Good
morning, America!
Yeah, good morning. We know that.
Good morning, Germany. Good morning, Argentina. Good morning, Vietnam.
We know that it's tough to wake up after a long, beautiful weekend of just relaxing, laying on the beach, suntanning with your bae.
420ing with your bae.
We know there was plenty of 420s this whole freaking weekend.
Going and shopping with your bae. 420 this
having
weekend.
Having a great time, yeah. You know.
Yeah, you know. I saw Tech N9ne.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Man. How did in that Pomona, go, Gunner?
It was dope. It was dope. Everybody, it was dope. I saw Tech N9ne.
All right. And, so what grade would you give Tech N9ne as his performance and, you know, as his entertainment-wise, what grade would you give him between an A and a F minus?
Let's see. I would say that
C being the average.
I would say that Tech N9ne was he was pretty dope. It was a great performance. It was great underground hip hop.
What moment stood out to you during the performance of Tech N9ne? Was there something?
Producers.
Oh! All right.
What's that, producers?
We don't want to get sued by Tech N9ne. All right, sorry guys.
Oh, okay. We got a very special interview today.
Oh, that's
from
right.
Compliments of Anna's Pizza.
Anna's Pizza. In West Covina, California.
Our happy restaurant of West Covina. Pizza restaurant of West Covina. Everybody out there, we got an interview with Anthony Estrada, who is going to be our sports analyst.
Professional analyst.
Professional sports analyst.
He knows what's going on. Like, he has the statistics, in his mind, and he knows it. He knows so many statistics. He knows the standings. He knows what's going on in the world of sports when it comes down to every game, everything.
He's
you
very chill. You know,
he's
a good guy. We got it for the Monday morning video game podcast because we're going to be talking about Madden.
Madden
this episode,
today.
Everybody. This is America's favorite podcast.
Yes, it is.
We're actually a podcast who loves America.
We love America.
We don't talk trash about our home. We don't make fun of other people in our home, even if they have opposing positions or opinions.
They do.
We love our enemies. We forgive each other. You know, like America does. You know, we're not Americans.
Yeah.
Or we're not anti-Americans.
No.
Just good old-fashioned normal people, you know. Like we said, if we lived anywhere else in the world,
we would love it.
That
if we
place.
Live in Yemeni, we'd love Yemens.
We'd love the Yemeni. If we lived in Iceland,
we'd love Iceland. We'd love icicles. But if we lived
anywhere.
In Mexico, we still love Mexico anyway.
If we lived Europe and the United Kingdom and England, well, guess what? We would love
I would
England.
Marry the queen.
Yeah,
even
come
though
on.
She's 150.
I'd kiss her. I'd kiss her hand, definitely. Kiss her diamonds, maybe even suck up a diamond and take it home with me. But that's way
what,
beyond
what would
what
you suck
on
her?
Her
okay.
Her diamonds?
All right, that's what I...
Yes, everybody, and right, go
everybody,
ahead and check
so
out
go enjoy yourselves today.
The YouTube.
It's a beautiful Monday.
We're running a nice campaign this coming month. I mean, for the month of May, we're going to be running a YouTube campaign. Go ahead and check out our YouTube show,
which is
just a condensed, all-out, raw version.
Oh, man, check it out.
The show you're listening to today, but it's its own original show. It's a whole new, brand new episode. A
little bit of spice, a little spicy.
Same topics, you know, just a nice pocket version if you're on the go. A nice worker on the go
yeah,
version.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and a quick fast, it's kind of an intro to what we're going to do today.
Yes, we are America's cup of coffee. You wake up in the morning, you get out, listen to your alarm, take a shower, brush your teeth, all groggy-eyed, still sleepy. You head out the door, lock
take
it up,
a huge dump.
Kiss the kids or whatever. Hopefully you kiss the kids goodbye. Get into your car, put on your seatbelt. You look at the GPS, you're late.
Oh, man. Nothing but red all over it, which means traffic jams left and
traffic
right.
Traffic jams.
So
you
guess what?
Got out early.
During
oh,
your
wait,
traffic jams,
we got you covered.
What can you do?
What
listen
can you
to
do?
The Runner and Gunner.
Video game
podcast.
We can't get you there on time, but we have the solution to traffic so you
which
can enjoy
is
yourself.
Entertaining your mind the whole way there.
Positive entertainment without being too positive. You know, we're not Christian radio. I mean, we're Christian, but we're not Christian radio. You know, we talk about like blonde chicks and blue eyes and, you know, we talk about like, you know, automatic weapons.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not like
sniper rifles.
The most positive show, but we are a positive show. We talk about things like mental health and being good and being safe and thinking and reading.
Mind repair,
doing things for yourself, like running, jogging.
Loving your people, loving your families, loving your children, loving your moms and pops and all that good stuff.
Brothers and sisters,
and
mamas
brothers
and the
sisters,
papas.
Cousins, friends, everybody who surrounds you with the same love, you give it back maybe twice as much. So, hey, we're here for you guys just to let you guys know that everything is going to be gravy. Or great. Ride that gravy train.
It is. It is going to be great. We are the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast. However you want to break that up, we are it. Check it out on Google. Just Google the Runner and Gunner Show. You'll find all of our episodes. Go ahead and check us out on our Instagram. You're not checking us out on our Instagram, and people, it's starting to get a little irritating.
Check.
Because we post some pretty awesome content on the Instagram, and you're not watching. You're not listening. You're too busy watching Cardi B talking about her toenails. Too busy watching the Kim Kardashian shows talk about their hair extensions, but you should be listening to the Video
Game
Podcast.
The Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast. You know why we are the premier podcast? Because there is nobody else saying the things that we say, are doing the things that we do. And what
they're
we're going to do for you is something extra special. You already got that interview. You knew that we had that sports analyst, and he was amazing.
We're serving
so
your
we're
mind.
Glad that you guys enjoyed that part. But now, after the interview, we're going to talk about Madden all day. I mean, we're going to talk about the Madden covers. So we're going to give you the covers, and we're going to give you the players on those video games.
Yes,
and that's
everybody.
The main thing for right now and the theme for this show.
We are the Video Game Podcast. We are the Monday Morning Podcast. We're saying things that no one else is talking about because we have original minds. We're also playing licensed music. It's free. You're basically listening to a home video, a home recording of two cousins chatting it up.
Pretty much.
It's a free podcast. You go ahead and listen to it for free. You watch it in the morning. It's a radio show. It's a podcast. We're taking over the internet. We are the counterculture of everything that you see.
The counterculture of all.
We're the counterculture of Jimmy Fallon. We're the counterculture of that guy who's trying to be Jimmy Stewart.
Fatty Fallon.
I mean, James Stewart or whatever the Stewart. All the Jimmys and James. We're the counterculture to that. You know, we're much more like Johnny Carson, if anything, or Dean Martin.
Johnny Cochran.
You know, or even Glenn Miller.
Johnny be good.
Chuck Berry. We're much more like Lennon McCartney. We're like the Lennon McCartney of podcasting. So if you want to be listening to the greatest podcast on earth.
Of all time.
Which I can't really say for myself, but if you think that, that's great. But I guarantee you that there is no better podcast.
There's nothing out there that's the going to ease your mind more.
There's not.
Complex, and it's not even complex.
We're serving your mind.
Simply easing their minds, because we're just going to give them what they need to hear, when they need to hear it,
yeah.
Which is right now.
How
because
do
they're stuck in traffic, and the best way to get out of this traffic is by us easing your mind.
Easing
and also
your mind.
Feeding you thoughtful information, which will help you in the long run if you wanted to know about video games or if you want to know about life.
Our
so we're
going to
give you
life.
Entertainment, life, just, you know, life advice, advices as well, culture, expectations, and durations at the same time. So what we're doing is kicking it with you guys while you guys are on the road kicking butt. So
that's
I know
right.
Traffic sucks.
Heck
and
yeah,
we know
we
things are slow.
Open
but guess
heart.
What? We are here for you guys to listen and endure the whole Runner Gunner video game podcast.
Yes, everybody, let your hearts be wide. Runner, how about you go ahead and tell them what other podcasts sound like? All of them.
What's up, effers? How you guys doing? All right. Well, you suck anyways, and you're a bunch of suckers who ever suck to suck. And what else? Well, you guys can suck my big pee-pee.
All right. That was exactly what you get when you listen to any other podcast on Earth on the radio right now. But when you listen to the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, we say things that are diamonds to your ears, silver and choice gold,
yeah.
Rubies and in plenty. We say it
right.
Like water rushing over your head,
that
overflowing
right.
in your cup.
So they don't have to dig too deep to get that gold because we serve it to them. We already did the digging for them. We do the information for you guys, and then we just lay it out for our audience, for the maniacs, and even for the Lennies.
Yes.
So what we're doing is
teaching
a service
you how to be righteous.
Here. We're giving it to you guys for free. For
giving
free.
It to you for free. What other people? We're reading these 600, 900 page books for you and then giving you the lowdown
yep.
all in one
exactly.
sentence.
Exactly. Compacting it.
Take it as it comes. Take
compacting
it as it comes,
it just
baby.
Just like a lunch. Just like the best lunch you ever ate or the best meal you ever ate. And you're like,
or the best
you're talking about
lunch
steak and potatoes or
from
Kobe beef.
Maine Beer Company.
Yeah. From Maine. That's right.
Everybody, we're having a sip right here. It is Monday morning. We're drinking so that you don't have to. We know that you have to go to work, you have to open up the shop, you have to drive through traffic right now, but we don't have to,
and
so
you
you're
might
here
be
to party
running
with
late,
us.
So don't panic, because you have Runner Gunner to keep you some company, and also to inform you. So let's get into
yes,
the show,
let's
Gunner.
Let's get into the show. Let's get the interview. Everyone's waiting. We're holding you all up. We're holding all your times up.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Sorry about that. So
we got an amazing.
We got an amazing interview.
Amazing guy, Anthony Estrada.
Yes.
From Anna's Pizza in West Covina. So, hey, Gunner.
The best pizza in West Covina, too.
Let's just.
Not only that, but the only pizza shop in West Covina, because the other ones are like Pizza Hut or Blaze Pizza.
But this is a family owned, and it's just greatness. I mean, they cook it to perfection.
It's
if you
real.
Go there, you're gonna have to go there again. Trust me, if you go there once, you're gonna want to go there again for their wings, for their pizza, for their beers.
Beers
for
on
their,
tap.
And they got a whole TV surrounding you with their favorite sports.
Many TVs, many sports. They love the Dodgers.
And it's
they
clean
love the Angels.
And it's beautiful. It's just a good family-friendly environment.
And if you live in West Covina, it's the only pizza shop, pizza spot there is in the city. Unless
yeah,
you want
right.
Blaze Pizza, the fake disc of dough.
Where they blaze up your dough and it fries to
yeah,
a...
they blaze up your pepperonis to a nice little burnt black ash.
Just a little ashy. You want some ash pizza? Here. Here you go, sir. Have an ash pizza.
Also, Anna's Pizza has been there for 50 years. We got the new owner, Ish. Shout out to
What's
Ish.
What's up, Ish?
What is up? Thank you for those delicious slices of pizza and those beers on tap. They got lots of good beers on tap.
Perfect, too. Everything they do there is correct.
Including, they got Brewery X on tap. Brewery X IPA.
They sure do.
I had
sure
it.
Do.
Slap and Tickle, the one I'm drinking right now
mm-hmm.
in a can on a Monday morning. Everybody,
and it's amazing.
Without further ado.
Let's get into that interview
let's
now.
Let's get into that
Come
interview.
On. All right, Runner Gunner, let's give it back to Runner Gunner.
All right, Runner and Gunner, this is to you. Let's take it to you, Runner and Gunner.
In the studio.
We're here from the studio. We're telling you, Runner and Gunner, to take it. What
What is up, everybody?
It's the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, and we are recording live here for the first time at Anna's Pizza. West Covina.
Restaurant in West Covina. And we have a
special guest today, everybody. Introducing.
Hi, my name is
Anthony. Sports analyst, Anthony.
Hi, my name is Anthony. I really like sports, and like I'm really into like sports and everything else.
All right. Yeah. So could you tell us a little something about yourself? We know you love sports, and you're going to be our professional sports analyst. Yeah. Let us know about everything, all the news that's going on in the sports world. Mm-hmm. But what about yourself personally, just that you would want everybody out there to know?
Yeah.
I would like to tell you guys, like, I've been really wanting to build my own YouTube channel, and, like, I would really like if all of you guys on here would help me and them build both of our platforms. And yeah,
we're gonna work together. That's what we're here for, Anthony. That's why we came here for you, and you be there for us. You know, we got each other's back, and
the YouTube channel, you know,
All right, so let's get into it. Here we go.
Runner and Gunner questions. You know, we got some NFL questions all about the draft.
Oh, the draft is coming up, Anthony. So, how do you feel about this upcoming draft? Do you think the class is good? What do you feel about this new class?
I feel pretty good. 2024. I feel pretty good about this year's draft date. My little brother just told me a couple days ago that our owner gave our head coach our permission to move up in the draft, we've seen him a little bit last year.
Okay.
That he is a go-getter, and I hope he does go get some good players. But I don't know if he should move up to number one, number two, because it's gonna cost a lot of picks to get a number one, number two player in the draft. So.
And so what team are you speaking about that on?
The Raiders.
Oh, you're right on it. Yeah. Right up my alley, brother. I'm a Raider fan myself.
Yep.
Yes. I hope Al Davis does do that and move us in, because you know that we are desperate need of a quarterback right now.
Yeah, we are.
What other positions do you think we could upgrade as a Las Vegas Raider fan?
Honestly, I think this defense is – there's nothing to fix on this defense.
Max Crosby,
everybody.
And this other guy we just got from the Dolphins, that's a defensive player. He's a dog as well. I would really like for them – to really fix this O-line, and if there's needed, then maybe get a quarterback at the end.
I agree with the O-line. Yeah, our O-line was giving up too many sacks, you know, too many passes that shouldn't have been as wide or as far. Mm-hmm. And plus, they're catching our quarterback way too easy.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, I agree with you in that perspective that we do need a better offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anthony, how are the Raiders – going to bring home a championship this year? What is it going to take?
All right.
It's honestly probably going to take that quarterback and fixing that O-line. If we fix that O-line and get a really decent quarterback, I think we're really, really going to go far in the playoffs this year.
Okay, so Anthony, would you think that we need to draft a quarterback, or would you like us to trade for a current quarterback? What do you think is the better decision in that? That's a tough question, because I'm not sure how to answer that either, but you're the professional.
I would really like to draft one, but yet again, one of those top quarterbacks
A free agent
in the draft. One of the the top quarterback. He's really in with Antonio Pierce. He knows him very well. But yet again, it's gonna be very cost a lot of draft picks to get that one quarterback.
And speaking of Pierce, how do you feel about Coach Pierce and his arrival, and what do you think he's gonna do to help change the organization?
I really, really like Coach Pierce. He's changed this
team
from last year to the middle of last year. Honestly, if we had Coach Pierce in the beginning of last season, we would have really made a big run in the playoff last year.
Wow.
If we had Pierce
in
the really beginning.
Bold statement, sir. Bold statement. I agree. I'm hoping you're right, and I'm pushing for us to, dig into that draft deep and maybe even trade up, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pierce wants to win a championship. I mean, he's showing –
uh-huh.
That the desire,
the heart
to go there,
from Compton. I mean, he grew up when the Raiders were in Los Angeles, correct, Anthony?
He was a huge Raider fan, a huge King fan in LA. Yeah, he heard he grew up in Inglewood and everything too.
Oh man, wow,
he grew
that's
up in
really
Inglewood.
Cool.
Yeah,
watching the Kings.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah,
watching, loving the Raiders.
Yep,
Los Angeles Raiders back then.
Yeah.
So Anthony, we had another question for you. Do you have a favorite sport specifically?
Probably baseball or football.
Okay.
Football or baseball, NFL or MLB.
Yep.
Okay, and your teams are?
The Raiders and the Angels.
Okay, okay. Trout. So how do you feel about how do you feel about Ohtani being traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Honestly,
we're bummed out.
Like a little bit, but seeing him play, here, like it, of course, it's still beginning of the season. He could change. He could change, but him playing the first few months. Do I think he deserved that much? I don't think so. Like
okay.
What do you think about Ohtani and his situation with the gambling?
Honestly, that.
Do you think they're just trying to sidetrack, or do you think it's actually
he was involved? I think it's really happened. I don't think Ohtani has ever been involved with but yet again, I did hear a few days ago that's been happening since he was with the Angels, and they're barely coming out with all of this now.
That's a while. So it's been going on for at least a few years now, possibly.
But even still, we want to see him smack home runs, bring Dodgers one step closer to the playoffs.
Sure. Ohtani's innocent, you know?
Sure.
Till proven guilty, he's innocent. That man didn't do anything.
Guilty or not, he's innocent to the fans.
Yeah.
And that is us. Also, Mookie Betts, Muncy. Ooh.
Mookie Betts.
Yep, there he is. What do you think, Anthony?
Mookie, he's a go-getter this year, too. I believe he's going to go get that MVP this year.
Oh, right on, man. Whoa, well spoken.
What does he have, like 7 home runs already this year? Something like that?
He's on a tear. He's on an April tear, that's for sure.
He's smacking home runs. Mm-hmm. And then what about my favorite, Mike Trout?
Mike Trout. How do you
Mike Trout?
I know he's been getting old, but I mean.
He's getting old up there, but he's proven this year, like all offseason since Ohtani has left, he said, I want my spot back. I want my MVP caliber player back.
So he's
going
to go after it. You think he's going to push this year? I think he's going to go after that too.
Yeah. All right. He's been doing pretty good this year.
All right.
Begin the season.
So we got a few more questions to ask
Do you watch WWE?
I do watch WWE. All
right.
I do watch WWE.
Then Gunner's got a few questions for you.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead, Gunner. Ask him away.
What do you think about, the tribal leader, the tribal king of losing his championship.
Not much, I guess. Not.
Come on, man. Like, I've been waiting for that for so long.
1600 days.
Literally, when Cody beat him, I wanted to cry so much, bro.
You did?
And like, bro, even like when everything was done, even my mom was asking me, hey, Anthony, what are you cursing? I was like, no, I wasn't cursing. I'm just so happy for Cody. I've been waiting for this for so long. I was actually at WrestleMania 39 both nights when he got cheated.
That's nice.
He did get cheated on WrestleMania 39 by Solo, and ever since then he's been talking about finishing a story, and he finished that story.
And he finished this past year. Nice. Even The Rock was there. Yep, The Rock said the Rock that was he was gonna make his own story, but because he saw that the fans loved Cody Rhodes so much that he let Cody Rhodes finish out the story.
So speaking of The Rock, how do you feel about The Rock's return, and what do you think he's going to do in his return? Do you think he's going to get the championship, or do you think he's going to go?
Because he did say, I don't know if he's going to go back to making movies, but he did say he is going to come back one of these days, and he's going to go after Cody for the championship.
Do you think he's true to his word? Oh, you think he's going to win? You think he's going to come back and take the belt?
That's what he said the night after WrestleMania. That's what he said. Yeah.
All right. And what about CM Punk? You got any knowledge of CM Punk, the man?
CM Punk's cool. I hope he heals up well. When he was hurt this whole time, when he had that cast and everything, I thought when it came to WrestleMania and he took it off, I thought he was faking it the whole time, but it seemed like he wasn't, and my boy Damian Priest came in to take that title from Drew McIntyre.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then one more thing about WrestleMania night. Yeah. Rhea Ripley.
Mommy.
Is hurt. She had a relinquish the championship.
What happened to her? How did she get this injury? Do you know?
It's probably the night or two nights before WrestleMania at that Raw. Her and her opponent for WrestleMania, they really had a downfall, and they were going at it in the backstage, and they were going through like
a backstage thing. Yeah,
it was like a huge thing.
It wasn't even in the ring.
A huge brawl. And
so
like,
it was not in the ring. It was.
Yeah.
It was
backstage.
Was it on camera though, or was
it was
off camera?
It was on camera. I think she got hurt by that, but they didn't really release anything until after WrestleMania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Anthony.
Oh, one more question about WWE.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite all-time wrestler?
All-time wrestler. Has to be John Cena.
John Cena! But you can't see him. How do you know he really exists?
Yep.
Anthony, all right.
All right, Anthony, very good.
We're going to you know, wrap it up in a second, but I okay. did want to ask you, how long have you been loving the Raiders?
Since I would say since I was born. Since,
oh, man, yeah. That's true. You were born into it just like I. Yeah. Just like me, just all like right. Runner.
I came from Oakland to Las Vegas, so.
You were born in Oakland?
No. I was born from Oakland to Las Vegas.
Gotcha. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
All right.
And so did you have any highlights or memorable moments in the Raiders in your.
Memorable moments?
Yeah, in your fan base.
Anything stick
them?
Out? Like,
any
say.
Any moment that you made you want to scream and jump up in excitement or anything
honestly,
like that?
The probably the craziest game for the Raiders would have to be against the Chargers when we made the playoffs and we kicked them out of the playoffs that year.
Oh, that was cool a couple
years
ago.
Yeah. That was really cool.
That was only a couple
That was
years
really
ago.
Cool. Yep. That was really cool.
And we barely we won. Like, was it an overtime or we won by a field
goal? Yeah, it was an overtime. It was an overtime field goal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an overtime field goal.
Yep. I remember that game too, and I was jumping up and down just like you. I was thrilled.
At SoFi Stadium.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Gunner was live.
So I was there at SoFi Stadium when the Raiders won. I actually left the building thinking that the Chargers won, and then I turned around and Chargers were crying and Raiders were cheering.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Over in Los Angeles SoFi, we are a Los Angeles-based podcast, everybody. This is the interview with Anthony Estrada. So Anthony, we're a video game podcast.
Okay.
We talk about video games quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we want to sum it all up with asking you, what's
your favorite video game?
All
time.
Of all time or maybe a few video games.
You can name, how
you
about
love?
Your top three, Anthony? Can you give us three?
I don't really know like a video game, but I would say my top three is MLB The Show.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
WWE 2K.
Good one.
And I don't really play it, but I would love to play it. Do you see my little brother play a lot? But Fortnite.
All right.
Yeah.
Great games. Oh, do you have a favorite system or console that you play?
I do play on a PS4, but I'm still begging and hoping for a PS5 one day.
PS4 is still brilliant. A brilliant system.
It is. Yeah.
Great. You heard it from the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, everybody. This is the video game podcast. We're talking about sports and all things that are fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're here with Anthony.
Yes, we are.
Shooting up about the NFL, you know, mostly the NFL. You watch any NBA,
MLB,
Anthony?
And NBA.
And then a little bit of NBA. Yeah.
You got a favorite team in basketball?
Lakers.
Lakers, there we go. I'm a Lakers fan, too.
Yeah.
Lakers all the way,
California all
California.
The way.
California.
Yep.
All right, so, you know, we're here at Anna's Pizza. Anna's Pizza, right?
In West Covina.
That's what it's called, Anna's Pizza in West Covina.
We're here live, coming to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Come over, have a slice, grab a beer, especially when the Dodgers are playing. You know,
they got a special here. They got the special on the beer, the wings, and everything. So you guys come on down, check it out. It's a great environment, family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And plus you get to see Anthony Estrada. You can ask him anything about baseball, and he'll know what's up. He'll give you the correct answer, just like he did with us.
Yes, that's right. He's very quite knowledgeable in football and baseball. Anthony, we want to thank you.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys for letting me be on here with you guys.
Maybe we can have you again in a couple of
games. If you'd like to be a recurring guest and analyst, then we would
be
happy
to
have you.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Giving us your knowledge.
Really cool.
What's the best pizza here at Anna's?
Best pizza? Probably just like a pizza with just everything on it, basically.
Yeah.
That's really good.
All the good works.
Anthony, we did want to ask you one last final question.
Yeah.
Which would be,
Anthony, what is your favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast would probably be this one, Gunner. The Runner and Gunner Show. They're really good guys here.
Right. Yes, that's
yeah.
it.
All right,
Anthony. They're really good guys here.
There it is, the Anna's world. Pizza, now you guys know.
West Covina, Los Angeles, California.
Yep.
We're here live, the video game podcast,
video
Monday
game
morning podcast.
Podcast.
We're going to send you right back to Runner and Gunner, where they'll finish up the show. But we just want to thank Anthony one more time.
All right. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you again for your guest.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, Anthony.
Cheers, Anthony. Great show, Anthony. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Back at you, Runner and Gunner Studios. Well, thank you, Runner and Gunner. It's good for you to be doing interviews just like you said you were going to be doing in, you know, the later seasons, which it's still season 5, so, you know, it's about time.
Yeah, we got some good interviews out there, so thank you, Runner and Gunner.
Thank you. That was
for,
a great interview.
Getting
thank
that
you,
interview in
Anthony
there.
Anthony and Andrew Estrada.
Yeah, they did good. They did good well. They're very well served with their energy and with their time
very
and with
well
their
informed.
Analysis.
Yeah, great. Oh, let's cheers, Runner.
Cheers, Gunner.
All right, cheers to you, Runner and Gunner. Thank you for
cheers
that.
Cheers to you, Runner and Gunner. So thank you guys for bringing us back to the studios. And we are here. Yeah, we are here live just like they said.
Yes.
And what are we doing? Well, we're enjoying some Monday morning cracks right here.
Yeah, everybody out there, have a Monday morning sip of your coffee or a sip of your oatmeal or glass of milk, even if you would. I like to drink a slice of lemon water. I mean, a water with a slice of lemon in it and a hot cup of coffee.
Me too, except for the hot cup of coffee, I'll replace it with tequila. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Warm cup of tequila, they'll be fine.
Everybody out there, have a sip for us. Take a sip of your cappuccino, of your beer, whatever. I'm double fisting right here. I got a blueberry muffin next to me.
Me too.
I'm ready. I got a little shot of Bailey's in case I do decide to have some coffee.
I got a raspberry Hardly. Muffin with a little pan dulce and some leche. Can't go wrong.
Everybody out there, thank you, Anna's. Thank you, Anna's, for that.
Anna's
thank you,
pizza.
Anthony Estrada. Thank you, Andrew Estrada.
And Ish. Thank you, all you guys.
Ish.
Thank everybody out there.
Ishmael.
You guys gave us a beautiful interview, and we enjoyed every second of it. Runner Gunner did enjoy it. So now we're back in the studios. And so let's finish this little show that we have to finish up real quick, a little product. You know, we got to go. It's time, everybody. We got to leave.
Yeah, we got to go, everybody. But let's get you with a little history lesson.
History.
Of the Madden game.
The Madden historical.
That's right.
Oracle.
So everybody out there, if you didn't know that Madden started all the way back in 1990.
Really?
They had a John Madden football for the NES in 1988.
How did that do?
Some people count it. It was the worst game ever made.
Okay.
But when you were there during the time, it was amazing.
It was probably pretty good.
Yeah. So check this out, Runner. Check that one out. Check those screenshots out real quick.
Whoa.
Look at that. John Madden's on the cover, breaking through a wall.
He sure is, and he's breaking through the wall, holding the football like he's scoring a touchdown. John Madden back then, this is before he did those Slim Fast commercials and everything, just like Tommy Lasorda, rest both of their souls. But they actually both did Slim Fast commercials. So, John Madden's gone too, and so is Tommy Lasorda, both of the two legends. And
amazing. God bless them. Live a good life.
Yeah, God bless them. Since I'm mentioning them, I might as well mention Chick Hearn.
They ate hot dogs and they ate bacon.
They did.
And they still lived to be that long. And
Madden used to drink beers before every broadcast.
Yeah, in fact, we didn't even know who Madden was until he was like 50 years old. Of course, I was born in 1986. But
he was amazing.
But what's interesting about the very first Madden ever made in 1988 is that it maintained the exact same perspective as it does today.
So the layout is the
same.
It's
2024.
And the way you...
It's the same.
It's the same, except it's just the graphics updated pretty much. So what we're saying is it's the same. Graphics have updated. Graphics got a little bit better than before that. But Madden is a psycho. Madden was nuts. He really was a crazy guy. He had so much energy. He was probably one of the greatest coaches of all time. And guess what team he coached? Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders.
What and he team? Led
wait,
them
wait.
To championships.
What team was that again, Runner?
The Oakland, Las Vegas, Los Angeles Raiders.
Cheers to that, everybody.
And shout outs to your team. We're not hating on your teams, whether they might be the San Diego somebodies or the St. Louis, Los Angeles somebodies.
Everybody,
or Pittsburgh, or wherever, Arizona.
It's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Kansas City. Hey.
We like the Raiders here. We listen to the Raiders. We watch the Raiders. Uncle Gunner over here has met Davante Adams, shook
That's
his hand.
Right. Davante.
Kissed his wife on the cheek, said, God bless you. God bless your children.
That
May
is
you
right.
and Davante Adams live a happily ever after.
All right. So
I am a Raiders fan. I love Madden. I love the game. I love the Madden games. Everybody, before we go.
The game is a big deal.
Let's talk about something. We already reached our limit.
But let's talk about something real quick. It might not be too positive to the world, but it's something that occurred a few years back. And this is called the Madden Curse.
The Madden Curse. What is the Madden Curse, Runner?
The Madden Curse was when somebody would be on the cover of Madden and something would happen cursefully. Either they would get injured. They wouldn't win the Super Bowl.
Lose their career.
They would lose their career. Something negative would happen to them. So that was how they labeled the Matic Curse, and it happened way back in 2019 with the first curse starting as a man named Antonio Brown. We 2019? All love and know Antonio Brown.
So the curse is brand new.
Yeah, the curse isn't old. I mean, the curse goes back even further. But we're going to start.
What was the first curse?
The first curse, man, that occurred way back, probably like in 2000.
We need to know who was the first person. What is the name of the first person who got cursed? All
right, let's get back to the
by the
first.
Madden cover, by being the Madden cover boy, or man, or cover player, football star. Everybody out there, we just want to tell you to listen to the Runner and Gunner video game podcast every Monday morning on Spotify and on YouTube. We also got a YouTube rendition, which is a 15-minute condensed all-out version of the same show that you're listening to right now. And also follow us on Instagram, because you're not following us on Instagram, and we're starting to get a little irritated, everybody.
Pretty pissed.
We need you to follow our Instagram so that we could talk to you. Because otherwise, we don't know who you are.
We will not know.
We don't know who's listening to the show.
You be?
Therefore, we do not know what areas of expertise you need us to provide you with. Because the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, is a service to your mind.
And we're America's favorite podcast, everybody. And that's why we want you guys to know that we love every single individual one of you out there. Even if you hate us, you know what? We still show love back, because that's how we roll,
that's how we are.
So, right. Anyways, the curse did begin way back.
Let's get back into the curse.
I could say the curse might have started with Michael Vick.
Michael Jackson?
Vick. No, wait a minute.
Michael Vick.
Jackson. Oh, yeah, the dog man.
So he did the cover, and then he started fighting dogs.
He was a dog lover, and everybody shamed him for being a dog lover, and all he did was pet them, and, you know, maybe stroke their little backs. And,
well, it was his cousins who did all the dirty work.
And his cousins were deep down in the dungeons
of dog fighting
killers. But that's okay. Michael Vick wasn't there, but yet he got convicted for up to 10 years. He only served 1 year.
Guilty by association.
Out, became amazing. But
you're still guilty when that happened.
He paid for that house. He paid for the money. He paid for everything. So, I mean, his cousins probably said,
let
me $10,000.
Hey, you own the house that Leatherhead is chopping up people, and then you come over and you see all the dead bodies and you say, okay, and you leave.
You say, well,
you're still in trouble.
You say, well, that's their fault. Leave it up to them. But
you saw it and didn't tell
his
anybody.
His name is on the deed.
But anyways, Davante Adams was cursed by the Madden game. Is that what you're saying?
No. Michael Vick was the curse.
Who did I say?
Michael Vick was the curse of the Madden game.
John Madden? Who did I say?
Michael Vick was the dog man. I mean, he's...
Michael Vick.
You know, Davante Adams
was cursed by the Madden game.
He owns a farm of dogs, and he just takes care of them, and he feeds them. And he has... Davante Adams is amazing. Nothing against him.
Sorry, Davante.
He's the best.
I did not mean to say Devontae's cursed. No, he lives a good, God bless life.
He does.
This is not Davante Adams. Runner and Gunner.
And Vick is cool, too, though.
We do this sometimes. We make mistakes. Errors, we're not perfect. Anyways, Michael Vick
was
cursed.
He was probably the first. Probably one of the first.
Who was the second?
Probably Ray Lewis was on top of there,
what
too.
What happened to Ray Lewis?
He was also a cover guy, and then... Later on, he got accused of murder.
But what about Mahomes? He's been on the cover twice. Where's his curse? When's that coming?
I think the curse is over, actually.
Who broke the curse?
Mahomes.
Brady? What about Brady? Oh, Mahomes ended the curse?
I think Mahomes, and there's a few other people.
But Ray Lewis, he's on the new cover.
Well, he's already a free man, and he's amazing.
Okay. So now
he's already amazing. He's cool.
He's redoing himself. He's regaining, you know, like a rebirth, you know.
Yeah, the murder in reverse.
The murder in reverse.
Reversing the murder,
He saw that the curse was over, so he wanted to uncurse himself.
And that's what he did.
Pledging allegiance to the Madden cover.
He got on the cover, and he said, you know what? I'm Ray Lewis, and I'm going to freaking redeem myself. And he did. By all means, he did.
All right, everybody.
He is reversed.
John Madden, football, 1990. John Madden, football, number 2 in 1991. And then from then on, there were no more sequels, but yearly Maddens.
The Sega ones, right? And the...
Oh, well, John Madden, 1992, which came
Sega,
out
probably?
For... released by EA, as always.
Every year.
Developed in Japan. They probably develop it here now, but it came out for the Sega Genesis.
Of course.
You know, I always say that you can't beat... Japanese developers, I really believe that. Although American developers are getting good now.
What about Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and what about Vice City? You know, there's an argument there.
The San Andreas is the argument right there.
San Andreas
is the argument. Because that was made in Malibu.
And Vice City was just as dope. I like Vice City, too.
And don't forget our favorite game, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast favorite game, Red Dead Redemption Part 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2. And Part 1 was made here, too. Los Angeles. And both of them were made in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so
San Diego, right?
You can't argue that, yeah.
Los Angeles, San Diego.
Well, Southern California. Close enough.
Yeah, all between, you know. Come on, you go to.
Just a quick, swift drive down the 5 freeway and you'll be there. So either way, it's,
so yeah,
it's
either way it was
close enough.
But anyways, this particular Madden in 1992, 1991, they were developed in Japan still.
In Japan.
In 1993, we had another Madden, and we had two in 1994.
Yes.
But one was 95, the year 95, and the next year was like kind of like a sequel, you know.
Well, see, there was a game back in, I think, 92 or 93.
Reissue of the original.
There was only one that was competing with them, which I was, check this out. There was one called Joe Montana's Sports Talk Football.
I love that.
And that
game.
One was actually better than the first Madden. I think it came out in like 92. And then there was Primetime Football. Like, there was a lot of good games that came out to compete with
Madden. What about Bo Jackson Football?
No. The Bo Jackson Baseball came out, but not football.
Oh.
But there was
Uncle Gunner knows.
There was
Pro Football.
Primetime Football was really
the
good.
NES
it
one.
Was just like
Namco Pro
Joe
Football,
Montana
whatever.
Sports Talk Football. Sports Talk Football was amazing. They had 1 and 2, and then after that, Primetime Football came out, and this was like in 95 or 96 around there. And actually at
what
this
systems?
Time, Sega Genesis mainly. Possibly SNES too.
So,
Super
Runner,
Nintendo
you
as well.
Loved those Sega Genesis football games, didn't you?
I used to play them all day.
Those were the ones?
Mm-hmm.
Besides
More
what?
Than Madden.
PlayStation 2 ones or what?
Mm-hmm.
What was the next step up from those
Madden,
Sega Genesis?
I mean, Madden after that. Then
I mean,
you
what
go
system?
To PlayStation 1, Madden.
Because I don't ever hear you talk about Super Nintendo Madden games. You don't
Super
ever
Nintendo,
talk. Even though they were great. I thought they were great.
I didn't like them. Not Super Nintendo Madden. I didn't like them because... The Sega ones were much
better.
If yes,
graphics were better.
The graphics were better. The just everything. The physics were better.
The physics were better.
All around a better game, and it had little mocking like little. They would say little words to them like, "I'm gonna get you. I own you." And the guys would
more
talk.
Sound bites.
You could make them talk. Yeah, you could.
And
make
that was actually very
talk,
present in Sega Genesis
them.
Games. They had more sound bites than Nintendo, like on the Batman and Robin game.
Yeah.
The Joker said more. On the Sega Genesis game, there was like different sound bites on the Sega Genesis game. But Nintendo's known for doing that, changing their own sound bites,
yes.
Making their own original content in the very same game. Nintendo is the master at doing that, and that's probably what kept them alive and sank Sega, is that they weren't able to differentiate between the fans and creativity. You know, Nintendo always went creative, whether the fans liked it or not, they always went creative. Sometimes it pisses off the fans. You know, the Nintendo Switch pissed off the fans. The fans don't like Nintendo Switch until now. Finally, the Nintendo Switch is getting some power, and now people are loving it. It made its own fan base with its creativity, not following the trends. It's not Blu-ray. It doesn't have, like, super internet, high-speed internet connection. It doesn't have that HD 420, 1080,
yeah.
4K, 5K visuals. But what it does is brings its own creativity to the world, not
yes.
just to a system, not just to a gaming system, not to just video games, not to just entertainment, but it brings its creativity like a light bulb into the earth, like a Thomas Edison, if you will, into the world.
To the whole world.
But
yeah,
me personally,
expose it all.
I liked Sega also. I was
yeah,
a Sega
was
fan.
Amazing. Sega was amazing. Yeah.
I loved them both. I ain't
going
to tell you
good,
that I did not discriminate. You have a video game on Super. You have a video game on Sega. You have them both. I want to see
the
differences.
And the crazy thing is they used to make them differently on purpose.
Yeah.
Just so one could be better than the other or whatever. However you feel about the other one, they wanted people to feel the way they felt towards each and every console.
I always felt that Sega could handle a little bit more power.
Probably, yes. Well, because of the Sonic, the way the Sonic games used to go, they were faster. I think it was a little faster. That's what it was. It was just a little quicker, and it could pick up the graphics a little quicker without pixelating the whole
and
video
that,
game system.
And
a little bit.
And that transferred into the Madden games, too. That Sega Genesis soul, that Sonic the Hedgehog spirit
yes, yes.
transferred into the Madden games. yes. of the Sega Genesis, because they were different. The graphics were different. The, like you said, the reactions and the playability.
Yeah, it was.
And the mechanics were different.
It was different.
Even though they were the same, it was just different. Like the collision was different. The collision detection and all that. All right, everybody, we gotta go. Sorry, we actually didn't get to the list, but next week,
we're gonna get to the list. All the Maddens, all your Madden menu.
Episode.
We're gonna give you a whole Madden platter, and we're gonna give it to all to you
guys. Yeah, we are. We're gonna give you a whole Madden platter.
Everything, all the info with all the numbers and statistics and everything. Everything you ever thought of about Madden.
We're going to dive deep into each individual Madden, you know, as much as we can in a one-part episode.
And we're going to get the EA Sports developers to be on our show.
And we're going to start mentioning them by name. So in case that Madden that year sucked, we're going to say the director of that Madden, and we're going to put him to shame.
Yep.
Because as Madden fans, we don't like shitty Maddens.
We never did. And that's why we don't like Maddens that suck. And that's what we're saying. Most Maddens do suck nowadays because, to me, they just reoccur the same thing as last year.
Yeah, just a repackage.
Add a little speck of caca the same next freaking year. You know, they only
use the same thing.
Same speck of BS the next year. And we don't like that. So we're no asking upgrades. For Madden. Let's upgrade it completely. I mean,
we want some new vibrations, you know?
Yeah,
we want some
new vibrations. Something new, something great, something amazing that's going to amaze the audience. What is going to make the audience think, oh my God, I love it. You know, your audience, which we're talking about our audience, but I'm saying for the
gamers, Madden's audience.
EA's audience, you know? They are pretty disappointing, and just like, you know, the NBA 2K, it's the same thing. It's the same.
2K used to be an amazing company, but now they're just listening to the fans. They're Rotten Tomatoes. They're the Rotten Tomatoes of themselves.
So the main thing is they got lazy.
But also, you know, the same developer who created the game is not the same developer who's making the game right now.
Right, right.
So obviously it's going to be a different heart, a different soul.
Yes.
The true magic is when the same team makes the same sequel in a succession of like 2 or 3 years or 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
Or in Red Dead Redemption's case, like 10 years, but the same people need to be
same
on that
people.
Same project because, you know, in game developing, there's a trillion different ways to do something. And so, you know, if you have a sequel that's made by a different team and different developers, it's going to be a completely different game altogether, except in some cases where they develop an engine to create the game, whereas some people develop new engines. These people are using the same original engine and having different workers fill in to make the moving parts of the engine that was created by the director.
So what Gunner's saying is pretty much they change the graphics every year just
every
to fool
year.
You guys and make you think that it was an actual upgrade, but
the mechanics are the same.
It's the same game with upgraded graphics. So what we got to do,
for better or for worse,
no, developers, we're not hating on you. We're just telling it like it is. We speak the truth. Runner Gunner Video Game Show. That's why we're the video game show, is because we want to speak the truth
for
to
instance,
all the developers.
BioShock Part 1, amazing. Had a fan base, developed a fan base, a brand new
BioShock
video game. Developed that fan base with its weirdness. It was just a first-person shooter.
Exactly.
Its weirdness and presentation. Uh-huh. Boom, Part 2 comes out. Oh, the fans are blown away. They sell. They make money. Part 3 comes. The Part 3 demo comes out.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And then Part 3 altogether comes out.
How'd that go?
It sucked.
Oh.
Turns out that the director...
We're tired of the disappointment.
Well,
guys.
It goes deeper. The director took the money from the demo that they created for Part 3, which was millions, tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And he went and bought himself a mansion and a boat with it. And when he came back.
So he fled the scene?
He didn't have enough money.
What he did was leave during production.
He embezzled production.
Oh, wow.
He took
and
the money.
Talking about, what was the game? BioShock. BioShock 3.
Yeah, BioShock 3. He made Part 1, brilliant. He worked
Part 1? I played Part 1.
It's his life game. He took him like 15 years to make. Part two came out.
See, that's the thing.
But it was built on part one. So yeah. it was part so two it's is just the an real
extension.
Game.
It's an extension, but
if
better.
You want to buy Bioshock, if it comes out for Nintendo Switch with the trilogy, play part two only. Just like Batman.
Batman part two was amazing.
And so
I like part one, though. I'm not going to lie.
But the
part
director, he made part two. Brilliant. The fans loved it. Got that fan base.
Yeah.
And in part three, he knew it was going to sell.
So he just took the money and ran.
So he took the money.
He just took the money and said, I'm out of here.
Some mansions and some yachts.
Dang.
Blew it, came back, pretty much reissued.
This is real, right?
Part two. But worse.
Whoa.
Oh, and Runner and Gunner, we always get on this. But it was part three was nothing but a bunch of cut scenes and recorded audio.
Oh, man. We hate that the most.
We hate that.
That
and,
is
and then
bunch
the
of
gameplay
crap.
Was link yourself to a chain and float around a track.
So it was just pretty much part three. Oh, so he fled. He fled the scene and took the money. So now he's living it up good and lovely.
Well, not anymore, but yeah. But when it was happening, yeah.
During the time, he thought it was a smart move. Maybe he was right.
He what made if a 15-minute
what
demo.
What if he seen, what if, but what, let's look at his perspective of it all. What if he foreseen that it was a piece of garbage? And he knew that they were screwing up his game. And so he's like, I got to get out of here before they really screw me over hard.
Makes me like him
maybe,
when you say it that way.
Maybe, well, I don't know. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not sure if he did that or if he just screwed everybody hard. You know, who knows?
But either way.
Who knows the truth?
Well, the point is that games become corrupt as they gain money. You know, much like music.
I hope they don't do that with Red Dead Redemption 3, you know, because if they do, I'm really going to get after that developer
Madden,
and the games.
But Madden,
oh, they do that every year.
After selling out, have still been
they're still doing
and,
it.
And promising an amazing product, and they still are. They're still an amazing product.
They're
still publishing a game that people buy, people sell,
every
and people
year.
Have fun with. There's still championships based upon every game, every installment. It's an amazing game. They sold out years ago.
Yeah.
EA is the king of sellouts. You know, but the game is still quality. Perhaps we could talk about this. We will talk about this next week.
Yeah,
we got to go,
next
everybody.
We're going to get into that. All right, yeah, we got to go because we need to get into how dope
the Runner and Gunner video game show is. We got to go. It's a mouthful. Everybody, we got
to
go.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you
again,
for listening,
shout out
everybody.
To Anna's Pizza.
Shout out to Anna.
Shout out to
Anthony Estrada,
and
his brother, his little brother,
too. He's gonna soon to be in the game, in the interviews, in the podcast.
We want
to
thank you. He did mention that his favorite wrestler was John Cena.
John Cena,
the Runner and Gunner video game podcast favorite wrestler too, Anthony Estrada. So go ahead and
all right.
Cheers to that. You know, if you got some coffee, if you got some milk, if you got some oatmeal. If you got some orange juice.
If you got some water.
Take a Monday morning sip, everybody. We've been yapping a little too long.
All right, everybody. So we got to go. But before we go,
we're
going to leave you guys.
First, let's tell them about the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Check out the Instagram. The Runner and Gunner Instagram. We need you guys to leave more feedback. Because if you don't leave us feedback,
we don't
know
who you are.
What to say back.
We don't know what you are, who you are. We don't know what to say back.
What we're going to give you if you give us nothing. So leave your freaking feedback.
And then we also need to talk about the YouTube rendition.
The rendition is coming soon. Right now. It's actually right now on YouTube. Check it out. Runner and Gunner. That's all you got to look up in your YouTube. Subscribe. Get down with it because we are the ones who are telling you the real stuff about video games, about how to podcast correctly, about how to live life the way you should. And in our opinions, of course, but check it out.
And also, we need to tell you that we're not just a video game podcast, but we help you. We provide a service to your mental health.
Runner,
how about you tell them how we help their mental health and we help them get girls if you're a man?
Well, check it out, guys. If you're a man, all you got to do is polish up and shine yourself. Get all the greasy shit off your face. Oh, stuff off your face. And, you know, clean yourselves up. Don't look too bad. Get ready. Go up to the girl. Take her hand and tell her, would you like to go on a date with me? If she says no, there's always her sisters, her cousins, and there's always other people that would say yes. Always women that would say yes. So if you want to get the perfect girl that is perfect for you, first off, you got to stay clean, stay mentally stable, and don't act like a moron. And first off, don't have an Edgar haircut either.
Also, get a little bit deeper and tell the audience out there, you Lennies out there, how they can get the girl they fancy this month, this week.
Girl of your dreams. Girl,
and you know her. They know them. They know her.
So she appears today, tomorrow, next year, right now. If she's in your face right now, you just tell her how much you adore her, but not too much. You just say, hey, I think you're amazing, and I like you so much. I would like to take you out to the most fanciest place, and I will treat you right, and I will not cuss you out. I will just be the best person I can, and I just want to be your man. What do you think? If she says no, don't go home and cry. Reinvert yourself and reinvest in yourself and figure out why she said why. Why she said no, I mean. And then after that, go after the next one.
And how about you tell them, the audience out there, how they can get a girl from Instagram to be their girlfriend?
Instagram. That's what I call Insta, because it's instantly easy. All you gotta do is say something really instant, like, hello, I think your whole Instagram page is amazing. I dig everything you're doing, and I wanna get with you right now and tonight. And if you think I'm good, I think you're good, you could come with me tonight. If not, I'll get with you the next day. And if she says no, go on and give the next chick that stuff. And guess what? Eventually, you will land one product number one in your hands.
How do you get her in the case that she says no?
If she says no, well, you just got to be like, well, you know what? I'm sorry. I messed up. I didn't mean to approach you in such an aggressive way. An aggressive figure. How about you just give me a chance? I'm a really good guy, and I'll buy you whatever you want to eat right now, and I'll give you whatever you want to get right now really quick. And if you don't think I'm a cool guy by then, just give me a little, you know, a little lunch or a little breakfast real quick. And if you don't like me, then you can say no. But then when you get in that breakfast real quick, you better throw everything you got at her. You better tell her how you really feel, how you truly feel, but not in an aggressive manner, in a very romantic layer. So lay it on thick and tell her I'll be with you tonight.
Spread it on thick.
Real quick.
All right, everybody. And also one last thing. How about you tell them how the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast is America's favorite podcast.
America's favorite podcast is laid down right here every day. The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast is the best podcast in the world, only because all we do is tell the truth. All we do is give you
the
knowledge.
Counterculture to
wisdom.
America's entertainment.
All we do is love the Lord. All we do is love things that are surrounding us. We love the trees, the sky, the moon, and every day is a blessing, according to Runner and Gunner. The Video Game Podcast is just giving you everything that you need. Giving you guys company, giving you guys safety, giving you guys the knowledge
comfort
and expectations of the world and of the video gaming world. So we just spit the truth. We don't tell no lies. So that's what the truth is, and the truth lies within us. The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. So listen up to us. And now.
Now.
It is time.
It is time.
For the best part of the show.
For everyone's favorite part of the podcast.
The most important part.
The most signature part.
Oh yeah, our Gunner? What do we call it?
The
NBA playoffs are going down as we speak. Lakers are in it. Clippers are in it. Lakers are up. Clippers are up. Everybody's going to win. Will it be a Lakers versus Clippers Western Conference Championship? We will see in the future. Boston Celtics are also number one in their division. We shall see if it's going to be a Lakers Celtics Championship, just like the world wants in the world of MLB. Ohtani is the man, of course.
Ohtani!
And yes, he's innocent, everybody. He didn't do anything. He didn't bet on the Dodgers winning the World Series, but if he did, he's going to win a ton of money. So I hope he did anyway. But he's
hopefully
innocent,
he doesn't throw the game,
as we know for now, and hopefully he doesn't do that. So what's going on in the world of entertainment and WWE? Gunner!
Well, But I'm going to tell you that The Rock, he's gone. He might not be here to stay. He might be coming to the WWE to stay permanently, but Hollywood is back, and he's trying to make some more of that SAG after money and pay his hospital bills with that SAG after health plan and, of course, retire with that SAG after pension. If you know what I'm talking about, maybe you don't, but he does. So everybody out there, go ahead and watch WWE. It's coming, and AEW is doing some things. I don't know what, but doesn't it seem like AEW is just not performing the way that we thought it would?
They're not pushing like we thought it should be pushing.
And I'm they're not.
They were competing at the beginning, but now it seems like they are actually kind of slowing down.
They reached a threshold. They need something new. But WWE needed something new, and they got it. Vince McMahon is fired. Triple H is in. Triple H is running the WWE, and he ran this WrestleMania. This is the first WrestleMania to be ran solely by Triple H. Woo! And let me tell you, it was very good. Good drama, good action, good beatdowns. The Rock, The Undertaker, everyone. It was great. Also,
speaking of The Rock, I mean, I forgot about the USFL and XFL merger. It's still going down right now, and the games are going. It's mid-season. I'm not sure who's in first place, but man, they got a lot of money riding on this, and Ohtani, you know who's the winner.
You know who it is. It is Ohtani. Also, everybody, we got Nintendo dropping out of GamesCon this year. It will not be, I repeat, at GamesCon. They're Switch. Dropping out. People who were excited about the Switch number 2 with speculations, they're not going to get it.
So, and Gunner, Nintendo would you said say that they switched their minds?
I would say that they switched positions, just like Ohtani switches from left to right while batting and pitching. Everybody out there, it is the Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast. Also, the Wolverine and Deadpool movie just debuted their trailer. Go ahead and check it out. Hugh Jackman, Van Wilder. It's going to be great. It's going to be great fun. Lots of violence, lots of action, hopefully, everybody out there.
Yeah. That's all we need.
The Video Game Podcast, where we talk about all things
video games
for you, the fans out there. You know who we're talking about. Not just the Lennies, but the ladies, the gentlemen, the hardworking men and women of America. This Video Game Podcast is designed specifically for the working man and the working woman of America, of the world. If you live in Germany, this Video Game Podcast is for you. This Video Game Podcast is for you. The Video Game Podcast, the only podcast on the internet today that is also a Monday morning podcast,
is here for you
every single Monday morning for the rest of your life, as long as we're living and you're alive. And don't forget that when we get too old to do this, or when we get too busy to do this, or when we can't do this anymore, we're going to be hiring more usses to fill in for the Runner and Gunner show to keep the spirit of Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast alive. We are the counterculture of America. We are like spaghetti and sriracha. We are America's
cup of coffee.
Hot cup of coffee, that
and
is.
And also, we are America's favorite podcast.
That's
so
right.
So everybody,
because
tune in
we love America
every freaking Monday. You know why? Because we have nothing but information. New information, keeping you informed. And
positive
keeping you
information.
Entertained throughout your drive.
So we entertain you.
Through traffic.
We have positive words. You know, we say good things to you, like your brain cells are strong, like 7 trillion cells in your body are listening to goodness and greatness and happiness and strength and much endurance and much energy.
Yeah.
Sophistication and intelligence.
And show that intelligence. Share that intelligence. Show the love. Share the love.
Share it.
Be amazing.
The Lord gave
amazing.
It to you for free, so give it to free to everybody else you know. We are the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Listen to us every Monday morning on Spotify. And any place else you can listen to a podcast. And also, don't forget the YouTube rendition, which is going down right now.
The rendition.
Next 5 weeks, we're going to be specifically selling you on this YouTube rendition.
Yeah.
Where we take us.
Go check that out, people.
Where we take the information
don't miss
of
out.
Today's
check
episode.
Check it out. Don't miss out.
We summarize it and put it all into one great, sophisticated episode of the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. So go ahead and check that out, everybody. And
all
remember,
right, everybody,
if you can have a great Monday, then you can have a great life. Everybody out there, Jesus Christ bless you.
Feel blessed.
God
every
bless
day,
you in
every
Jesus'
time
name.
You see the sunrise, it's another blessing to see another beautiful day.
Yes, it
so
is.
So be thankful, grateful, soulful, and love the people that love you back.
Drive safe, everybody. Buckle those seatbelts. Almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the
The Runner Gunner Show.
Introducing the new Tesla 2024 SSS with features like built-in blowtorches for when bad guys and robbers push in the wrong code to get into your vehicle.
Blowtorch initiated. Eliminated.
It also features other features like if a burglar manages to get in the car, start it, and drive away after reaching 60 miles per hour, the Tesla SSS will then drive itself into a wall.
Initiating drive towards wall. All will fail.
Other features are, if you get too wasted at your local watering hole, the Tesla SSS will come to your bar, pick you up, and drive you home safely.
Initiating taking hooker home for free.
Tesla SSS. 2024 can be available for you for only 17 payments of $500.
Bring one home. It's easily worth it.
The Tesla SSS. Get one today.